Speaking now of the muscle mags and some of the outlandish claims that are made, and how the young guys still continue because they're so zealous about wanting to gain the muscle as quickly as possible, like yesterday. And you know that muscle doesn't grow that way. Tell us, how do we know how to read into the muscle advertising? And how do we know how to, we walk into a health food store and, you know, a lot of us don't have your experience and insight and biochemical knowledge. So where can we start? And what does a person do when it comes to choosing some of the more reliable products if they're into like natural bodybuilding and just strength training?
Great question. And I think for some reason, I don't know why, but with the advent of the internet and then forums and chat rooms, and all the content you can find on Wikipedia, people have turned to the internet as a resource for authoritative information. And yet, from my perspective, perhaps from yours too, it's very rare to find authoritative, evidence-based information about anything as a nutritional product. It's typically covered up and cloaked in conflicts of interest, or people are not telling the truth, or they don't know what they're talking about or writing about. And so, if you think about it, what's the most effective and quickest way to determine if a product, whatever that product is, even an appliance, actually does or performs as it says it does? You look for an outside testing agency, Underwriters Laboratories, Consumer Reports Magazine, etc. When you go to buy a car, if somebody brought out a new car that had claimed 80 miles per gallon and faster than a Porsche Turbo, whoa, and it's only $60,000, would people put their money down if they couldn't take a test drive and there were no road tests? I would bet very few would. It would have to be based upon a trust buy. If you call up, and almost every company has it, a toll-free number for every brand, say, hi, I'm interested in looking at or buying your Nitro Max 8 million product. Do you have any studies done on the actual product at university showing that it's better than any other protein product? Now, if a company had a study or studies on that product, what do you think the answer would be? Oh, my gosh, yes, Mr. Almada, let me get your email address, and I'll send the studies to you right now. Hold on. Let me get it. Okay, I got it. Look, it'll be coming through right now. There it is. If you have any question about it, you're welcome to call our director of science or even our CEO. He or she will be happy to discuss them with you, but I think you'll find that the evidence is very compelling that our product is better and that the claims that we make are substantiated. How often do you get that? 1 out of 1,000 times, which means that almost every product is making claims that are not based on any evidence besides testimonial. But if you use that simple 1-800 or one toll-free number approach, it saves an enormous amount of time, and you also get to know where a company places their bets. If they place their bets on advertising marketing, you're going to get BS brochures or advertisements that they say or a list of references. Oh, that's not science in the actual product in humans. I want a study published in a scientific journal because, trust me, 95% of companies can afford to do these studies, but they choose not to put their money that way. And that's simply the fact of it. They don't spend their money on research on all of their products. Maybe 1 out of 20, 1 out of 50, they may try it, but it's very rare to find that.
Yeah, it's amazing how you and I think alike, and I think it's because we've had a similar...